every day brings our basketball season a day closer. For Taipans fans, it's a long wait. I've got a discussion to have now about this pop-up stadium. They're searching for a name, according to Peter Carruthers in the Cairns Post. Momentum's gathering behind a push for a formal naming of a Spence Street pop-up stadium by Cairns sports fans. For months, the stadium's been referred to as the pop-up and the former Bunnings site stadium. But with more big-ticket sporting events slated, including a 20-game series of the WNBL, which is another big coup for our city, a formal name for the venue is needed. Now, it says the 2,000-seat stadium, a $2.65 million refit by the state government, was built to allow the Taipans a home court while the convention centre was being upgraded. Michael Healy backed the move and didn't hesitate in putting forward a suggestion. He called it the Snake Pit. The stadium will be there until the convention centre's up and running again, he said. But when it comes to a name, I would love for the community to put a name forward and I'd be happy to organise something. And Cairns locals have not been short of suggestions, including naming the arena after passionate and long-running Cairns basketball director Dennis Donaghy, who was at the helm of the club. This is from 2000. They were tough years too, from 2000 through to 2005. Listen to some of the suggestions. The Cairns Cauldron. The DIY Shed, the Ball Pit, Spence Street Sports Stadium, Snakes Alive Stadium, Venom Shed, the Cairns Coliseum, the Hardware Ballpark, the Ballroom, Cairns Taipans Pit Stop. It goes on and on. I've got Alex on the line to discuss these options, the former Taipans captain. Hello, Alex.
G'day, John. How you going?
Some very creative names there, I thought. People are having fun with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, a little nod to the old Bunnings warehouse. Obviously, the fans came up with, the snagged pit, the sausage sizzle mecca for the weekend. And I thought that was a pretty funny play on, obviously, snake pit.
Yes.
Had the snag pit. I mean, that's all well and good for a quick chortle, little chuckle to yourself. I mean, interesting, some of those ideas. I mean, which, getting the community involved is a great idea for one. What kind of name do we need? If this is now a central hub for the WNBL, a national code for the netball league, which has just finished yesterday, a national code, like this stadium is being used and broadcast all around Australia. Do we need something like a Reef Gateway Arena? Like, do we need a locator for the tropics here, the tourism sector here, that we could piggyback on as well?
Yeah.
Like, is that needed? I think it is.
Yeah.
So that's sort of my vote for direction. I mean, it's all well and good. We can honour past guys that have, Dennis Donaghy, he's put in a tremendous amount of work earlier on. But I think the purpose of this stadium, it's only a short-lived opportunity, I guess, for right now. I do think it has a future in, a potential Cairns WNBL team officially. Mm. But right now where we are, we're hurting from hospitality and tourism sector. Do we steer this towards more of that location? Is it the Reef Gateway Arena? Is it something Cairns? Is it something that inspires a bit of, what's going on up there in the tropics? Gee, I'm in Melbourne. I'm in South Australia. I wouldn't mind a bit of tropical sort of something. I think there's something there that definitely needs a bit of thought and certainly input from the community.
Alex, you've made that point very, very well indeed. So hopefully the powers that be that make these final decisions are listening to you at the moment. Can I just ask you, too, about a date? Is there anything like certainty as to when the season might start?
Well, I definitely think it's going to be after New Year's. It's going to be in the new year, but you can't push it out too much further. So I'm sort of thinking it's definitely going to be a mid-January, mid to late January type of thing, if anything. It can't be any later. Look, it's going to be potentially a shortened season. Otherwise, you're running into next year's season. I would assume that with the pop-up arena and the progression of the Cairns Convention Centre, that with the state government pouring in $2.5 million, that they would expect a return on their efforts. And so I'm sure there's going to be a guaranteed number of games at the pop-up arena that the Taipans would have to suffice before returning to the convention centre. Mm. However, it is exciting that WNBL 20 games, that's a massive coup. Can we just think for a second, what would it take to get finally a Cairns WNBL team, station right here and staying here for good.
Yeah.
Like, this is exciting because it's a big trial run, I guess, in how popular it would be received up here. And I think it will be. We've got some fantastic players, former WNBL players, as well as current ones. Mm. Kayla George is an Opal, and she's playing in the league this year, so she'll be showcasing Cairns in her hometown. Like, how awesome would it be if she was the marquee player for the first Cairns WNBL team? It's just exciting to think for women's sport up here.
I'm just wondering how to get that off the ground. Just casting back to, 20 years ago, odd, when the Taipans got off the ground. Jeff Hopgood, Dennis Donner, he was part of that, various other people.
Yep.
It was a big effort financially. John O'Brien was quite generous at the time, and quite a few other people I do remember. It's not easy, is it? So if you've put the thought out there today, which I think is great, and hopefully there's some people thinking how we might bring this together.
Look, I think back then it defied convention and rational thought. I think it required a little bit of extra mojo behind the personnel that got this thing going for Taipans originally. So it needs forward thinkers. It needs people thinking outside the box that this is actually possible, not people that go, it's probably not financially viable. Like, I think it's the other way. I think you've got to have those kind of maverick kind of ideals that go, you know what, we're doing this. We're doing this for Cairns. We're going to put a women's NBL team up here, and we're going to station it here. And we've got the stadium. We've got all the infrastructure now. You know, it's a positive spin on a COVID situation that has landed, a very good opportunity right in our lap. And I think it'd be a fantastic hub to have Taipans, a WNBL, and a netball team based out of that pop-up arena. If it's Taipans, it's just for training purposes, of course. They can, they're going to have pre-season games there as well as the Cairns Convention Centre. But the WNBL team, it might be perfect sort of training ground as well. Wow. Maybe they're at the Convention Centre as well. But there's so many opportunities there. And I think now is the time for the forward thinkers of this Cairns community to actually, and the business minds, to make this thing actually happen and get inspired about how you can affect the younger generations. Because when you have a pro team for the young kids to look up to, it just changes their whole perspective on life. That it's a career path for some of these youngsters, and they look up to these role models, and it really changes their life in a positive way.
Oh, Jesus, a very interesting discussion we're having today. Don't go away. Just quickly, before you do go, I heard Coach Kelly the other day ruining the fact that he still didn't know about the Daily Double, of course, Oliver and Machado, whether they were coming back or not.
He still didn't know whether he could announce the Daily Double. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, okay. So he does know, but he can't announce it yet.
Well, let's just... I would assume that would be the case. Now, the issue is, obviously, training-wise, you can't just ramp up training right now. They're in this... they're in this sort of a low pattern of training intensity where you can't just go all out in the build up to a season that's so far away. You have to stage it, so it's just a bit of a holding pattern, I think, for training. And then once the momentum officially kicks in, I think that's when they were hoping to ride the coattails of this potential signing. I really hope that it's the case. And once we know that they're signing, we know the season's underway. We know training's ramped up. We know the players are getting excited. But it must be frustrating for the players just sitting and, training every day, but you can't, it's not the time to really put the pedal to the metal and go all out in preparation. It's a real sort of a chess game, I guess, in maximising and the health and the well-being of the players.
Yeah. Good on you, Alex. Good to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's the former Taipans captain, Alex Loughton. How's the time?